Okay, segment three, and I'm feeling good. October 23rd, year 2020, and it's good. Clarity Radio, we're back. And I'm getting my strength back slowly, and I just thank God. I thank the spiritual council. I thank Christ. This is unbelievable. This is really, really unbelievable. And I'm just hoping that, and I don't know how it's going to work. How do you convince the Pope, the ministers, the priests, that we're not supposed to forgive another? How do you convince the writers of W Women's Channel when they have these incredible romance topics, and in the program, they're forgiving each other? And you see other programs where people are saying, I forgive you, but they're messing everything up. They don't realize what they're doing, just like I did not. I had no idea. I had no idea. Okay, so this prayer of protection, once again, it's very powerful, and I know that I'm going to condense it in the near future, but for some reason, I have to give you the full-length version. There's someone that needs to read this and do this right away to protect themselves and their family. Okay, so let's do it. I'm going to read the prayer. Father, please protect my family, my children, their children, all pets, all property, all ownership. Protect myself. Please protect our mind, body, and soul from all evil, from all curses, today, tomorrow, and for the next 7 days. Father, forgive me if I, in any 100% free will incarnation, on behalf of others or myself, forgave those who harmed me, who harmed us. Father, do you forgive me? Then you're going to wait. You're going to be calm at this point, and you can feel it. Then if you're not sure, ask the question again. Do you forgive me? And if you're sincere, if you're really sincere, you will be forgiven. Even if it doesn't feel like you've been forgiven, if you are truly sincere, you will be forgiven. Okay, the next, as we continue. Father, I denounce all oaths, vows, promises made to those sending all curses. Father, I let go of all anger and revenge to those sending curses. I ask that this prayer covers all my/our experiences in all 100% free will incarnations and in all matrix experiences, including this current matrix experience. Father, please forgive me on all levels. Please lift all level of curses, including time release curses. Amen. Then at the end of this, you can actually modify this prayer. If you know someone who actually is cursing you, you know the person's name, you can actually say the person's name, and you can ask God to protect you from that person, persons, and ask God to protect you and your family, your loved ones, your property, etc. And that's what you need to do. And once again, if you are sincere, it's going to work. And you can do this prayer. Well, when should you do it? Let me tell you when I do it. I will do it at 2 in the morning. I'm usually up about 2 in the morning, sometimes 1 o'clock. And I'm up for some time. And then around 9 o'clock in the morning, with me, I find all of a sudden there's a new level of curses against me and my family and my businesses and everything else. And I will do it again. Then before I go to bed, it will be between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And I will do it again. That's me because I'm a major target. I do it so often, and I always include protection for myself, my loved ones, the pets, everything. And then if there's anyone else that's working with me, I will include their names in there. And so that's what I do. And the ones who are really working with me, I will include members of the family. And I know because of my ability to do this, it's very powerful. And yes, I asked the Father, Father, do I have some superhuman gift? He says, you do. I mean, you can go into history. We've had people who are called the Watchmen. Yes, the Watchmen. And I'm at that level, but higher, way higher. And so people, they don't understand me because there's no one else like me on this planet. That's what the problem is. I stand alone. That has my level of gift. And I'm not bragging. It's just that there's a lot of people that say, Brian, I would love to have your spiritual gift. There's no way. Not what I've been through. You will not want to go through what I've been through since I've had my gift. It's been very, very difficult. And so I decided to come back, and I've decided to work even harder, which to say I haven't worked hard. But the difference is the dark through their energy cannot block our success. And that's the difference. And the light of God is going to go wherever the dark is and will undo everything the dark has done to make this planet safe, to make the leadership of many governments worldwide to be coherent. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? He gave me the word coherent. I mean, that would be really, really nice if that was to happen. And so we just need to know that the light is in charge. It's going to help the politicians, certain world leaders. It's going to help the scientists. It's going to help a lot of people that's going to end up helping us. And don't look at the Canadian economy going bankrupt. Don't even go there. There's going to be some changes, of course, because there's always changes, right? But whatever the change is, it's going to be the right change. We just have to avoid judging, criticizing, complaining. And I fall short many times. And I have to go to God and say, forgive me. So it's not easy. So I'm saying that's what we're supposed to do. But I'm saying it's difficult because I'm gifted. I still have a tough time not complaining. I do. But I'm working hard to avoid that. So what we're going to do, we're going to come back after this song break. After we come back, I'm going to do the prayer with you on a very slow level with space gaps that will allow you to repeat word for word, and you can do this in the meantime, and I'm going to try to condense it. And there may be some new information that needs to be added to this prayer, but just work with me, and over the next 4 weeks, we should be able to get everything smooth. So, okay, you're listening to Brian, and of course, it's Clarity Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. you wanna do.